This is KVNF's regional newscast for Tuesday, September 14th. I'm Gavin Dahl. U.S. Forest Service District Ranger Bill Edwards and Recreation Staff Officer Mike Jones sat down again with the Grand Mesa Nordic Council to discuss logging trucks on cross-country ski trails on the Mesa this fall and winter. The Nordic Council is now touting a positive outcome. Council members were informed the timber project that was slated to close Scales Lake Road to skier use until December 23rd of this year has been delayed until next season. When they resume the project, the contractor for the Forest Service, Montrose Forest Products, will shift the dates later when Scales Lake Road will be used for logging. In February and March, there's enough snow to groom other connective routes for skiers. Grand Mesa Nordic Council Executive Director Christy Ashwanden is on the KVNF Board of Directors. Colorado U.S. Senator Michael Bennett on Friday applauded the U.S. House of Representatives Natural Resources Committee for including a provision of his Colorado Outdoor Recreation and Economy Bill, the CORE Act, to protect the Thompson Divide in the House Reconciliation Bill. Senator Bennett's office points out this piece of the CORE Act would protect the Thompson Divide by withdrawing over 200,000 acres from future oil and gas development while preserving existing private property rights for leaseholders and landowners. The provision also funds a pilot program to lease and harness excess methane from nearby active, inactive, and abandoned coal mines. The House gets back to work Monday. In a ceremony on the campus of Fort Lewis College last week, a plaque was removed that inaccurately portrayed Native children interned at the residential school program there. The Ute Mountain Ute Tribe, whose members performed the ceremony, has long objected to the plaque, stating children were, quote, well-clothed, happy, and received extremely good literary instruction while participating in enriching activities. The Denver Post reports a committee made up of Fort Lewis employees, students, and community members are reckoning with the college's past as a residential school, as well as updating inaccurate narratives. The committee's working together to establish a campus-wide diversity, equity, and inclusion plan while grappling with the potential that remains of tribal children who attended the Fort Lewis Indian School could be found. Discussions are underway on how to handle that search. Earlier this year, Interior Secretary Deb Haaland called for a comprehensive federal review of the legacy of Native boarding schools. Governor Jared Polis has outlined how the state will roll out coronavirus booster shots to the general public as soon as next week. Capitol Coverage reporter Scott Franz has more.
State leaders expect the Food and Drug Administration will greenlight boosters for the Pfizer vaccine first. Polis says third-dose clinics will immediately be set up at nursing homes. He also estimates Colorado will have enough vaccine to give the booster shots to anyone who got a Pfizer shot at least 6 months ago.
But it might not be at your local doctor, your local pharmacy. It might be, you know, the next town over, two towns over. But that will end after a week or two of that initial rush.
Some scientists are saying there is not enough evidence to support offering boosters to the general public yet. When asked about those concerns, Polis said FDA employees who tried to delay the booster, quote, have blood on their hands. He says studies show they safely increase protection against the virus, especially among the elderly. I'm Scott Franz.
The CDPHE has launched a new COVID testing program in the state's schools. Not only is it free, but this year it also comes with incentives. KGNU's Shannon Young spoke with Sarah Hama, COVID-19 Community Testing Branch Chief.
Can you start off by giving an overview of the school testing program and how it works?
Sure. So the state of Colorado, we are committed to ensuring students can continue in-person learning. And with this in mind, we are providing a free and voluntary COVID-19 school screening program. And this program is available to all K-12 schools in this state. And this screening testing program is available to all staff and students. And this is regardless of their vaccination status or presence of symptoms. And we really believe that this extra layer of COVID-19 prevention will allow our Colorado schools to detect infections early and really get ahead of outbreaks. And with this in mind, we really are hoping to minimize disruptions and continue in-person learning.
About how many schools or school districts are enrolled in the program currently?
Currently, we have 435 schools that are interested and in the enrollment process. Of those, 316 schools are fully enrolled, and that is from 33 school districts.
And this testing program also comes with incentives. not only for those taking the test, but also for the schools. What are the incentives and how does the program work?
Every student who participates in this testing program will receive a $25 incentive the first time they are tested, and a $10 incentive for every subsequent test. This is limited to one incentive per week. So I know some kids out there are thinking they can get rich off this program, which you can, but only to an extent. And so we will be providing incentives in the form of a gift card. And so this will be a reloadable gift card that at the end of the month, a student will receive a gift card with the financial amount equivalent to the number of tests that they received. So if a student is tested four times in the month of September, they'd receive $25 for the first test and then $10 for the second, third, and fourth test.
And what's in it for the schools?
The schools will receive a reimbursement of $2.50 per test that is administered at their schools. And so while this program is free, we do understand that there is some costs in personnel and time and effort in partaking in this. And so we want to reimburse the schools and really thank them for their participation.
And for kids who are little but who may be taking the tests and they may have a hard time keeping track of their gift cards or remembering to take them to school at the end of the month, is there some sort of way to help them keep track of it?
Well, first, parental consent for all those who are under the age of 18 is required. So parents will be involved and sign their students up. The consent for both the testing program and incentives happens at the same time and only needs to happen once. But parents do really have control to opt in or out at any time. And this is a reloadable gift card. So if you don't lose it, it's reloaded each month. If you do, we are able to replace it. These are mailed to the homes of the families. And so we're hoping that parents can keep an eye on it and help their little ones out.
And can you walk us through the enrollment process? I mean, is this that parents first have to sign up their kids through the schools and then enroll in the state rewards program separately, or is it automatic?
So the incentives program, there is no separate enrollment. It is all kind of packaged into one. And so a parent needs to give parental consent, which is the enrollment into both programs. And so this will come from your school if they are participating. And this will be one form that talks through what you're signing, and you'll have a place to opt in to both testing and incentives.
That was Sarah Hama, branch chief of the CDPHE's community testing program, speaking with Shannon Young from our partner in Rocky Mountain Community Radio, KGNU. That does it for Tuesday's newscast. Special thanks to Kate Redmond. I'm Gavin Dahl.